Okay, Kitty, we'll skip the cuffs this time. Tell me about your cereal.
Well, let me see here.
The cat blinked his eyes several times.
My favorite is Kitty Yums.
Kitty Yums, okay, got it. Is that all?
Well, sometimes Sally Mae gives me Yummy Cat. And it's pretty good, too. I'll bet you dogs would love it.
Huh, not likely. We have our own rations, Kitty, and it's great stuff.
I know, Hanky. I've tasted it. It's the special sawdust and grease flavor, isn't it?
I narrowed my eyes. Okay, Pete, maybe it's not so great. What's your point? He rolled over on his back and began rubbing the ground, I suppose, and he was still grinning. That put me on alert. A grinning cat is up to no good.
Well, I just thought you dogs might want to try some of my yummy cat.
I laughed in his face and turned to my assistant. Did you hear that, Drover? He thinks we might. I whirled back to the cat. What flavor is this so-called yummy cat?
Well, let's see, Hanky. Sometimes it's strawberry, and sometimes it's chocolate, and sometimes it's fish, and sometimes it's liver. But my favorite is steak flavor.
Huh? My ears shot up more or less on their own. I mean, there was something about the word steak that, well, got my full attention and caused my mouth to water. I swept my tongue across my lips to conceal the evidence and moved closer to the cat. Did you say steak? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Do you like steak, Hanky?
Before I could answer the question, the back door opened and Loper came out into the yard. He was wearing the silliest costume I'd ever seen him wear. Shorts that exposed his skinny white legs, a t-shirt, sandals, and a baseball cap. I stared at him in disbelief. Was this a cowboy? Wearing such clothes, I could hardly believe my